Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Friday morning from Marion, Kentucky. Looks like it's going to be a fairly nice weekend, at least compared to what we've been dealing with lately. I've got a few things on the agenda for tomorrow that I want to tell you about. We'll start with community prayer. The folks who are organizing this encourage everyone to come join them and blanket the county with prayer. You know, let your churches know and your pastors. This event will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. That's March 1st, Saturday morning. 10 a.m. Crittenden County Rocket Arena. The Crittenden County STLP students will host Rockets Screen. That's S-C-R-E-E-N for Heart Health. That will be Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Crittenden Community Hospital Health Fair. And on Monday morning, I want to remind you that the VFW, that's on North College Street, will be having its regular breakfast at the Post, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Cost is $8 or make a donation. And that's a regular event for those folks with the VFW. And just to remind everyone, I've mentioned it two or three times before, but starting next week, the Crittenden Press will be going up to $2 for single copies that you buy either here at our office or around town at any of the vendors that sell the newspaper. You know, if the print edition is getting too expensive for you, or it's difficult to receive by mail, it comes late or may not come at all, then there are alternatives. I want to tell you about probably the best alternative that I would recommend is the emailed version. If you get email on your phone, it'll come right to your iPhone or your Android, whatever type of device you use, and you can read it right there. It's easy to read and scroll through. Also, it will come into your inbox in your on your PC computer, your laptop, whatever you use. So that is only $32 for the year. So if you're interested in switching over or just being a new subscriber, give us a shout or go online to our website and you can subscribe right there. And Crittenden County Sheriff Evan Head made his monthly report last week, and the numbers are kind of down for crime in Crittenden County. Among the figures that he reports is that there were 3 felony arrests in January. That's down from the average. The monthly average last year was 8.8. Misdemeanor arrests were down by about the same margin, actually a little more. There were 2 in January, and the average last year was 10. Now you can see the sheriff's entire report from January in this week's Crittenden Press. And if pets are close to your heart, the Crittenden County Animal Shelter has adoptions available at all times. At the end of January, the shelter had a headcount of 42 dogs. An additional 54 dogs were placed in foster care. So throughout the whole month of January, they took in 85 dogs. And you can either adopt or help out a great deal by fostering dogs until there is room at the shelter for them to go back. Also in your newspaper this week is Brenda Underdowns, a regular column about our history. A very interesting article in this week's newspaper. Kind of focuses on the Bell's Mines area of Crittenden County. That's in the northern part of the county out by the wildlife management area now. Most of that area is part of the wildlife management area. But there used to be a lot of mines out in the area. That's where it gets its name. And Brenda features some of the immigrants from Europe that came over and were part of the workforce out there. And Foes Hall, historic Foes Hall that is, wants to remind everyone that it is a special event venue. It's perfect for weddings, banquets, any types of receptions, anniversaries, birthday parties, or organizational meetings. If you're interested, give Elliot West a call. You can catch her at her business in Marion at 965-2056. For all of you women out there, there will be the annual women's conference entitled Becoming a Graceful Woman and Living It Out. That will be a week from tomorrow, Saturday, March 8th, out at the General Baptist West Kentucky Association's Camp David. It's at 134 State Route 1668. That's Crittenden Springs Road to most of you locals. They will have guest speakers, including Paulette Yarbrough and Jessica Bulland. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. If you would like to attend that, you can RSVP to Amy Kratermas, and her number is, of course, 270-969-0381. The Crittenden County Conservation District wants to remind everyone that applications are now available for Crittenden County's CAIP program. That's a cost share reimbursement program to farmers who make qualifying on-farm investments. You can get up to $1,000 in reimbursed cost. The cutoff for applying for this is March 7th. So contact the Conservation District at 965-3921 and push extension 3. Registration for spring baseball and softball out at Marion Crittenden County Park is underway. There are divisions for ages from 4 to 15. So if your child is interested in playing softball or baseball in the recreational leagues out at Marion Crittenden County Park, go to the Dugout Club Facebook page and get your registration form. Or you can stop by the Crittenden Press or YTG Insurance to grab a form and make your payment and get your kids signed up for spring baseball and softball. Now here's an important message from Crittenden County Clerk Daryl Tabor.
March is almost here, and that means Crittenden County Clerk's office is about to get very busy. Each year, March is by far our busiest month at the clerk's office. That's because farm tags and truck registrations come due in the third month of the year. We do almost as much business in March as we do in January and February combined. If you have a fleet of vehicles due for renewal, we invite you to call our office to arrange a time to drop off your renewals so you can go about your busy day. We can process the transactions and let you know how much it'll be before we complete the job. We also encourage those with ag tags to opt into their $10 donation for each ag tag. A portion of that money comes back to the local FFA and 4-H chapters. We will ask you at checkout if you want to make the donation. And as a reminder, Crittenden County Clerk's office is located in the county office complex, which is on Industrial Drive, and you can call us at 270-965-3403.
In area obituaries, Sharon Fay Board, 74 of Fredonia, died February 24th. Morgan Funeral Home in Princeton is in charge of those arrangements. Well, the children of Crittenden County will be excited to know that the playground, the new playground out at Marion Crittenden County Park, is back open for use. The weather finally cleared up and crews were out there earlier this week to complete the landscaping around the area, but I should caution you that footing is still kind of difficult in places because of the groundwork that was done out there. So tell your toddlers to be careful, keep an eye on them, and enjoy the playground as the weather turns towards spring. In outdoors, a reminder from the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources that tomorrow begins a new license year. Your new license will run from March 1st to February 28th of 2026. So if you are an outdoorsman or outdoorswoman, and even your youth permits and license are now available for the coming year, and again that starts on Saturday, the new license year does. Now this new license year applies to hunting and fishing licenses and all the permits that you need to enjoy all the outdoor activities that are offered through the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources, including your spring turkey permits, your deer permits for the fall, your trout stamp, duck stamps, all those type things to get you licensed up for the new hunting license year. Now, most of the resident licenses have stayed the same this year, but there is an increase in some of the out-of-state licenses, and we told you about those the other day. But just briefly, the deer permit for non-resident hunters has gone up to $235, and that's on top of your annual hunting license, which will cost you $160. You have to have both of those. And then your turkey permit for the spring will be $110. And if you choose to go turkey hunting in the fall, it's another $110. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Before we get into local playoff basketball, I want to tell you about the Kentucky Wildcats and their big road win on Wednesday night, 83-82 at Norman, Oklahoma. Wildcat Otega Owe had a huge night. He's a former Oklahoma player who transferred to Kentucky. It was his layup with 6 seconds left that gave Kentucky the one-point victory. Owe scored 28 points in the ball game, and local star Travis Perry from over at Lyon County played 11 minutes in the game, and he scored 5 points. The Wildcats will close out their regular season tomorrow, Saturday at high noon, hosting number one Auburn. Now the Cats are ranked number 17 in the country. And to close out this morning's show, we're saving some of the best news for the very last. Crittenden County's Lady Rockets claimed their third 5th District Championship in 4 years Thursday night, defeating Lyon County 64-49 in Cadiz. Junior Anna Boone delivered a standout performance, sinking deep three-pointers in the fourth period and leading all scorers with 25 points. Crittenden built an early lead, but Lyon County's Piper Cottom and Trinity Taylor helped the Lions rally to within 2 points late in the fourth quarter. However, the Lady Rockets shut them down the rest of the way, closing the win with a 12-0 run down the stretch. Head coach Shannon Hodge praised her team's defense and Boone's clutch shooting, which sealed the victory. Andrea Federico added 15 points for Crittenden, while Lyon County was led by Taylor and Cottom, who each scored 15. Both teams advanced to next week's regional tournament at Christian County, with pairings to be determined Saturday morning. In other region action, Henderson County is champion of the 6th District, beating Union County, and Madisonville will play Hopkins Central tonight for the 7th District Championship. That game will be at Princeton. So congratulations to Coach Hodge and the Lady Rockets heading to the regional tournament next week as a district champion. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.